He's in control.
Amen. Thank God. I want you to take your Bible, turn to 1 Peter chapter 3. This is whatever the Lord wants you to do in the meeting. That's the Holy Ghost touch your heart. Amen. If you need to pray, you can pray. Amen. Thank God. 1 Peter chapter 3, I'm looking there in the scripture this morning. I'm glad I'm saved, born again, know God, and He knows me. That's the main thing. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 3, He said, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." And that's a true testimony of what Christ did. Thank God, the just for the unjust. Notice this, that He might bring us to God. Thank God, that's them that God has brought. Amen. He's talking to believers. Amen. That He brought us to God. Being put to death in the flesh. Jesus died as a man, the man Christ, but quickened by the Spirit. He rose again. Amen. Over the grave. I'm glad, thank God, that there's nothing. Amen. Has any dominion over Him. He has dominion over everything. There's nothing that can stop Him. He'll do what He wants to do when He wants to do it. And that's right. But notice He said, "By which also He went and preached unto the spirits in prison." This right there is a little verse right there I've read on. I think it's right that Jesus, thank God, after he died, amen, He went to the heart of the earth, and He said here that He preached unto the spirits in prison, it looks like to me. Amen. Then the days of Noah, verse 20 says, "Which sometime were disobedient, when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls were saved by water." Amen. It wasn't saved. When it says that, the world was condemned by water, but Noah was saved by water. That he was in the ark, and the water was underneath the ark. And God used his, amen, to bring judgment on the world, because they rejected, resisted, and was evil. Amen. Listen, I don't know this morning how you believe, and it really don't matter. You can believe the way you want to on it. But I believe them spirits in prison were them fallen angels. And I believe Jesus went, thank God, and let them know, amen, they was under the judgment of God. He arose far above all principalities and powers. And listen, the devil has nothing on him. Amen. He thank God, created him, to be honest. Amen. He created Lucifer, and He threw him out of heaven. Amen. Because of his rebellion. And a third of the angels fell. Amen. And then them days of Noah, there was evil things are going on, and I'm not going to get into all that, but I'll tell you this, there was violence in the earth, and there's a lot of things are going on in the days of Noah. God brought judgment. It said this, it said it repented God that He made man. That's what it says. But God did, my friend, bring the flood and drown all flesh. He did. He dealt with it. The seed line has been corrupted, and all kind of evil was in the minds of them people. They were taught evil by, I believe, amen, them angels. That's just what I think. The sons of God, they was called that in Job, and they were through some of the Old Testament. And I find this thing that they were taught, amen, and they were, listen, ain't God that's taught evil by them. And there was evil. He said the imagination of man's thoughts was continually evil. And that's what it was. God dealt with it. Amen. In the flood. That's why when you put the bow in the sky, He said He would never judge man in that way with water no more. Amen. The next time will be fire. God will judge man with fire. Amen. Listen, this judgment of God's a true judgment. Amen. God is a God of love. Amen. But God's a God of judgment. There's two sides of a coin. Amen. That's right. A lot of people don't like that, but it's just the truth. Amen. There's going to be a judgment in this world. Amen. Listen, Jesus is the judge. He's on the throne. He's been committed judgment, and He'll judge the world in righteousness through this man Christ. And brethren, listen, thank God, He's saying here, I've wondered about this. Amen. He said in the book of Matthew 7, He said, "There's few there be that find the straight and narrow way." Amen. And He said that. He said here, "There's few souls saved in that day." He said the word few. If I told you that I had a few days, amen, you you wouldn't think there was many days. In fact, the word few means small. Amen. It's a little in number compared to the multitude of things that few. And I got to thinking about that. Amen. God said there'd be few that find it, or few saved. On the ark, there was 8 souls in the ark who was called into the ark. God was in the ark, and God called them into the ark. Amen. They just didn't decide to go in the ark. They were called into the ark. He said, come down thy house into the ark. Noah built the ark. Amen. God prepared. Listen, Noah prepared an ark for the saving of his house. And that's the way it is. Amen. What's the ark today? Christ. Amen. He always been everything. Amen. Listen. Ain't God ever type and everything in this old. Amen. It's pointing to who he is. He's the ark. Amen. He's, thank God, everything. You'll have to be in him. You'll have to be called in him. Amen. Salvation's a call. Amen. Listen. He said, I didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. I come to call them. Amen. Ain't God, Zacchaeus, come down. That was a command. Amen. He didn't say, if you want to come down. He said, come down. Lazarus, come forth. That's a call. Amen. Ain't God, when you got saved, he calls you. Amen. Listen. Amen. If you get saved, you're going to be called. That's right. And thank God, it's a personal call. Amen. It's not just a general call. It's a personal call. He knows where the person is. Ain't God, it's a pointed call. Amen. It's pointed. It got a hold of you. And he called you. Amen. Listen. Ain't God, if you ever get called, you'll know his voice. Amen. That's right. It's all a call of God. Amen. He called me one day. Oh, yeah. Thank God, through that drawing fire, through the gospel, it was preached to my heart, and the call was in it. Amen. The message is the call. Who is the message? Christ is the message. Amen. Thank God, I'm glad I got the call. Amen. I'm glad I answered the call. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, he was on the other end. Amen. Amen. And he come down to a low sinner, a man that was lost, undone without God, and had favor on him. Not of my goodness, not of my deserving, not that my friend, he saw anything good in me. It was just because he called me, because he thought toward my way, had grace for me. Thank God. Where would you be today had not it been? Thank God for him coming where you were at and brought you out by a call. Amen. Thank God. It's a call this morning. Thank God, he said, whom the Lord our God shall call. Amen. Amen. Thank God, you'll leave this world by a call.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank God, he'll call you home, they say. Amen. Thank God, he'll call. He's called many home. Amen. By the way of the grave. One day he'll call us up. Amen. Come up hither. Amen. You're not knowing when it is, but you knowing you got to be ready. Amen. And brethren, this morning, thank God, Noah built an ark, but he couldn't get into it unless he got called into it. And brethren, listen, he said, come thou in the ark. Amen. I'm in here, you can come in. Amen. Listen, ain't God, if you ever get in, it'll be because he calls you in. Amen. That's right, that's right, that's right. Listen, I don't understand now. I'm preaching about this few this morning. Why is there saved few there be saved? In fact, even over there, he said, who then can be saved? He said, well, with God, all things are possible. Amen. He can save anybody. That's right. He said, but he said, are the few that be saved? He said, well, with man it's impossible, with God it's possible. That's right. So listen, I've thought about this thing. I mean, I think about things why God said a few there be saved. I mean, few's a little number. Amen. And somebody said, well, there'll be a lot of people in heaven. Yeah, it'll be a lot. 10,000 times, 1,000 times, 1,000s, however many you can enumerate to that. But we're talking about, thank God, God's faithfulness and God calling men. Why? There's few this morning. Amen. We're in, listen, can I tell you this? In number now, we're in the minority in this world. That's right. Amen. There's a lot of people got religion, but they don't have salvation. Amen. There's a lot of people attending an assembly this morning, but they never have been saved. And it's sad, but it's true. And I think when it gets down to few, I think there's a way God set up that, and it's him, and I understand that. But there's a lot of people that Jesus even told one man, he said, you're not far from the kingdom. Yes, yes. Amen. He said, he told his commands to Jesus Christ, and he said, you're not far from the kingdom. He wasn't far from the kingdom, but he wasn't in the kingdom. I mean, Agrippa even said, almost persuadest thou to me become a Christian. But almost don't count. It's so close, but it don't get you in. I think Agrippa would have got in. Of course, we know him going back to the world before the world. Amen. But Paul didn't listen. He preached to every creature like, thank God, he needs to get born again. And listen, I think Agrippa had too much pride. See, pride keeps a lot of people from getting in. Amen. Listen, pride's the killing factor of the Baptist church because everybody's better than what they really are.
Yeah.
Amen. They really think highly of themselves. And listen, you compare yourself with other people and compare yourself with other churches. And brethren, listen, God, we're not no better than nobody is.
Yeah.
If you ever see yourself the way God sees you, you'll see yourself low, friend, because sin, my friend, is in us, and we can't do nothing without him this morning. God have mercy. Amen. We don't have to have titles. I thought about that this morning. Do you know there's a man that went to heaven that never lived for God one day? He didn't have a church membership. He didn't have a Sunday school badge.
That's right.
He didn't have the right clothes on, wasn't carrying a Bible.
That's true.
So who was it? A thief on the cross. He didn't have nothing he could boast in. He didn't say, I'm a member down there at that church. Listen, you want to tire down, son, let's tire down with him. He said, Lord, remember me when thou comest in thy kingdom. Amen. Remember me when thou, listen. Amen. Jesus said, today thou shalt be in paradise. I'm going to tell you, listen, there wasn't one thing. Just put everything you believe in a capsule and see if it's going to add up to him. There's not one thing he could boast in. He said, I'm getting what I deserve. This man's done nothing amiss. Amen. He saw Christ for who he was because I believe the Father revealed it. Amen. And seen it. But there wasn't one thing, brethren, listen, thank God that man could boast in or anything he had done. He is a thief. Amen. That's right. Amen. Are you better than him? You got more credentials than him? No, you ain't no better than him.
That's right.
Hallelujah, that's right. Buddy. Ain't nobody. You got in by the mercy of God like he did.
Yes,
put yourself in it, son. God's greater, amen, than your own heart. Thank God. That's what he said. And it took God to show him that. Amen. It took God to show him, brethren, listen, what he really was. Amen. He knew what he was, but I'm telling you, when God showed him this, thank God, when he got to that thing, he said, we deserve what we get. I'm going to tell you, there ain't many people say that. You don't have to be a thief to realize that. You have to be a sinner to realize that. And it don't take but one sin for you to see how short you fall and how much you away from God and how much, friend, you deserve to go to hell and die like you said. Brethren, listen, we all deserve to go to hell. Ain't nobody don't deserve to go to hell. Amen. Far as humanity that sinned against God, this man here, he seen it. He saw himself. Hey, God, then he saw who Christ was. He said, this man's done nothing amiss. Amen. Hey, God, Jesus didn't. Listen, I won't tell you this. I don't find nowhere, and I don't know what that man heard in his life, but Jesus didn't go over him doctrine. He didn't say, you gotta have to believe this and believe this and believe this and believe this. He just believed who he was, and he believed who he was. And he said, Lord, he called him Lord, which is authority and title of Christ, Master. Master, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. You need to lower yourself this morning. Too much bragging and boasting, thinking you something because of what you do, who you are. The only good we have is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There ain't nothing good in me, son. We ought to get on our face this morning and worship him for who he is. He is, thank God, the Son of God. He had mercy on me. He died for me. He rose again for me. He justified me. Nothing. Amen. It's all him, friend. And I'm telling you, I wouldn't get in this morning. I wouldn't be one of them few had he not put me in. Because of his goodness and his love and his mercy, it wasn't nothing I did. Amen. It wasn't nothing to do but just see myself as a depraved sinner and know, thank God, that he had the mercy. And I'm telling you this morning, brother, listen. Thank God you wouldn't have it had he not give it to you. Amen. Life and death in the hand of God. Salvation, condemnation. There's such a narrow thing in this path. He said, enter ye in at the straight gate. The narrow way. Go in the narrow way. The narrow way, what's the narrow way? Some people believe that's something a man walks. No, he can't do it. He can't do it. If you ask me what's the narrow way, I'd say Jesus Christ. He's the only way. He's the narrow way. Everything's in him. I mean everything. But listen, it's one. It's a person. It's the Son of God. It's the risen Savior. He's the way. He's the way. He's the narrow way. It's not him and you. It's not him and a religion. It's not him and a denomination. It's not him and my works. It's not me. Him and my standards. It's not him and my friend and all these other things. It's just him. Just him. You listen to people testify. You listen to people talk, and they'll always put something in of their belief or their little amen hobby, amen, and they always trying to add something to it. And brethren, listen, are you listening? Paul said to the Galatians, he said, ye have fallen from grace. And brethren, the only way, Brother Keith, that you have anything you taught on this morning is by the power of the grace of God.
That's right.
It ain't a thing you ever deserve. It's not nothing. Listen, read Romans 9, friend. He said he saw Jacob. He said there ain't nothing he foreseen in him any good. He just by his own good mercy chose him. Amen. He did. He said, Jacob. He chose. Jacob was the. He was a. In life in general, he's a worse sinner in his actions than Esau was, far as his works of deceit and his works, my friend, of tricking. He was. Listen. Amen. God had already said. Listen. God had already set that thing up, Jonathan. He looked at. He looks. Listen. He looks at us as we are, and he said, "Listen. It ain't no problem with me. I can take care of that. I can do that pearl. I can do a miracle." Amen. Listen, I ain't got to take a sinner to get saved. You ain't nothing. I ain't nothing, but it takes him to save you. Amen. It's a sinner. You got to be a sinner. I told Justin, oh, he's going through physical affliction. Some of you others are. But God didn't heal nobody that didn't have afflictions. God didn't heal nobody that was whole. He healed who was afflicted. He healed who was diseased. He healed, thank God, that little old woman over 12 years that pressed through the crowd and touched the hem of his garment. He healed her. Her blood dried up. Amen. She knew she was healed. And she felt it in her body. But she would have never felt it if she never had it. Amen. You don't know it till you have it. It's a narrow way. It's Jesus. You don't add nothing to him. Don't boast in nothing about yourself. Don't boast about how many times you attend the service. Don't boast, my friend, how many times you read the Bible. Don't boast in how much you pray. It's all grace. It's not you. And there's nothing you can boast in. Thank God, friend, that would give any glory to God.
That's right, brother.
Everything's for the glory of God. God answered my prayers according to his will for the glory of God.
Amen.
If I got down to pray right now and God answered my prayer, it's because he's on the other end of it. And I'll tell you this too. It's because he's getting glory out of it.
Amen. Sure.
If he can get any glory out of this little old message this morning, I appreciate it. Amen. I feel like, and I said this, and I've had a struggle this week. I mean, I've really had some struggles. I have a lot. And I asked God, I said, what's the problem with me? He said, the problem with you is you. And he said, as long as you walk in joy, you'll have a lot of problems. But if you can get in, walk in me and the spirit that's in you, thank God you can have some benefits. Amen. That's right. Listen, sonship is sonship. You'll be a son if you're a son forever. You're not going to ever lose sonship if you're a son. Amen. Right. Preachers get up and try to make you feel like you ain't. It don't matter what to say. The Bible changes that. It says we're saved forever. Not part-time. Amen. But benefits come from obedience. Blessings come from obedience. And I understand God daily loves us benefits we don't deserve, but I'm talking about the blessings of God and the acts of God and the love of God comes from obedience. You walk in the light, you have blessings and fellowship with God and the brethren. If you walk in darkness, you don't.
That's right, preacher.
He didn't say that to lost people. I had a Methodist man say, he told me he wasn't coming to my revival. I said, well, that's all right. He said, I ain't going down there and you preaching that sin in religion. I said, well, I'm not preaching sin in religion, but I said, we still see it. He said, I said, First John said we did. He said, well, that's for lost people. I said, why? And he said, if we say. You tell the man that wrote the book that put the inspiration of the Holy Ghost in that thing, he's a lost man.
That's right.
He's dealing with fellowship. He ain't dealing with sonship.
Right.
Amen. If we say we have no sin, we a lie. That's a present tense verse. Brother, we got sin in us. That don't mean we go out and manifest it and live in it. Amen. Paul said, them things I hate, I do. He said, oh, wretched man, I am. Hey, listen, friend, you can look at the law of God all day, but all it'll do is make you miserable because you can't keep it. Amen. That's right. But Jesus did.
That's right.
And fulfilled it.
Amen.
Yes. Where's the victory? Him.
Amen.
How you live the New Testament life. Not in the commandments of men.
Yes,
but in the Spirit of God. This is a spirit life. For the law, what the law could not do in his weak through the flesh, God sent his own son like the sinful flesh, condemned sin in the flesh. That we might walk in the Spirit. The law of the Spirit of life give me freedom in Christ. It gives me freedom to obey him personally and walk in his spirit personally. And he said, I want to live my life through you and ain't by the letter. It's by the spirit. Amen. We're not robots.
No, we're not.
God have mercy. I ain't programmed by some man. That's who programs him robots. Amen. A man told me last night, he said, I don't know if I'd want a robot driving me around not having my hand on the wheel. I said, I don't know about it. I might try it, thank God, when I get sleepy. Amen. But I'm telling you, are you hearing me? Thank God. Jesus Christ made man the fellowship with him and glorify him.
Yes, sir.
He's a creation. He's bought by blood.
Yes.
He purchased us. The great thing about salvation, thank God, is that we know him and he knows us.
Yes.
Eternal life is him.
Amen.
And eternal life is knowing him.
Yes.
And brother, it ain't in a plan. Thank God, it's in a personal relationship. Amen. Why is there a few be saved? Well, there's all kind of doctrines preached and things talked to people about. But here's the thing, listen. The only thing you know is true is what the Holy Spirit has authored and what he says.
Yes, sir.
The Spirit itself bears witness our spirit with the children of God. That's the only one I can go with.
Yes,
if Keith Redmond come up to me this morning and said, brother, if I was in the prison of doubt like John the Baptist, he got down and said, is this he or do we look for another?
Yes.
Jesus didn't go down and say, go tell him his credentials. He said, go tell him that the blind's seeing.
Right.
The lame's walking.
Yes.
The lepers are cleansed.
Yes.
And let me give you this here. Assurance is what in Jesus is not in us.
That's right.
It ain't that I preach. He told John in the prison, he said, go tell him what I've done and what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Listen, While he was telling them to go tell John that, he turned around to the crowd and said, them born of woman's none greater than John. But he didn't tell John that. Assurance is in the, thank God, assurance is in the Son of God. If Brother Key come to me this morning and said, brother, I think you saved. What if he said he didn't think I was? It ain't going to make a difference. It's the Holy Ghost. Thank God it tells me what I have. Brother, thank God, he's the only one can give assurance this morning. And listen, you cannot, listen, Brother Danny, the way that Jesus set this thing up, because he is the one, it's through him and by him and for him, and everything else is outside him. Salvation is not in the church.
Amen.
That's what it is. You wouldn't believe what route some people's followed in this universal Catholicism that they teach that it is in the church. Salvation is not in the church. It's for the church.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. Jesus is salvation.
Yes.
He's the only salvation.
Yes.
Amen. Listen. Thank God Jesus gave himself for the church. Amen. He laid his life down for the sheep. And brethren, listen. Thank God that's that narrow way, friend, that most people don't want to accept because that's what he done it for. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. A lot of people won't accept it. He said, who will be saved? Who can be saved? That's what they said. Who can be saved? He said, with God is possible. Possible. It's all spirit act. It's a spiritual birth and a spiritual kingdom. There's no way you can attain that. That's why, brethren, listen. Me and you could go to a class and hear a man teach or give one of them little seminars or whatever, but it ain't going to help my spirit unless spirit gets in it. You cannot teach people to be saved. You preach to people the gospel. It's the word of faith, and the Holy Spirit has to do it in their heart. That's the way it is. There comes a time that God, amen, uses a preacher or, amen, somebody in the church that testify, amen, in the spirit. Amen. Wherever God does it, he's going to do it in his body. Thank God, but he does it through his body, but it is him that's doing it. Amen. Listen, Philip went out to the eunuch, but it wasn't but one man preaching one message, Jesus. And the Ethiopian got saved, and he got baptized, and he went out, thank God, rejoicing. Amen. One man, one sinner, one preacher, and one salvation. Amen.
Amen.
He didn't have time for them to tell him he had to be baptized to be saved. He just knew that that was a body of water, and he knew that somebody had preached or told him that he needed to be baptized, and Philip wouldn't put him in it, thank God, till he was saved. Amen. He didn't put him in it before he was saved. He put him in it after he was saved. Amen. That's when, listen, thank God, friend, all these people say, well, you think we ought to christen them? What is that? Infant baptism? Oh, that's a farce. Ain't nothing in it.
Yeah.
Amen. Listen, there's nothing that we do with our hands that's gonna convince God.
Right.
You can hold a baby before God. I'm not saying it's wrong or right. And say, I won't give this baby to you. But it's got to be in your heart, thank God. Amen. To devote, or if I use the word devote, or to willingly give. Amen. You say, I'm giving this child to you to be, but the grace of God, amen, will be around me to help me raise him and nurture admonition of the Lord. But the whole thing is, it's still between that child and God when they get old enough that the Holy Spirit deals with them and brings them to a saving knowledge of Christ, because that's the narrow way, friend. A lot of people say, listen, a lot of people say, amen, if you do this or that, but I cannot count on one thing but what he says to my heart and your heart. Amen.
That's right.
And that comes through that book. God will never, listen, this book isn't all that God knows. This is what God give us to know. I believe it's inspired. I believe it's without error. I believe that. I don't have, brother, listen, somebody said, why you got to go to something that's written all them years, hundreds of years ago? I said, because I believe it. Can I tell you something? Y'all won't hold this against me. I preached this here before. It's a narrow way.
Yes, sir.
When I got saved, I bought a new King James Bible. I didn't know better. Just went and got one. And I'd go to meeting, and nobody said nothing to me or what kind of Bible you're carrying. And the Holy Ghost said, that ain't the right Bible. That's what he told me. Nobody said it ain't the right Bible. He said, what'd you do? Went and got the right Bible. Went and got the King James Bible. I went and bought a Thompson Chain KJV. And I ain't turned back and I ain't planning on it. Amen. You know why? Because I believe it's the inspired word of God. I believe it is. It works. It's what he said. Yeah. Amen. Somebody said, well, I don't believe it all. Well, what part don't you believe? If you don't believe it all, you don't believe none of it. God have mercy. I tell, amen, a man ain't going to get right with God until he believes. Amen. Old Conwell said, ain't God that man said, I don't believe that. He said, well, there's a bunch of unbelievers in hell. You have to believe Jesus Christ and his shed blood or go to hell.
That's right.
There's a bunch of unbelievers in hell.
Yeah.
That's right, friend. You'll have to believe the way God said it. I've done trilling. I'm going to thank God fence off of me. All this fence people want to put around you and these Baptist preachers and everything else. They ain't my God.
That's right.
I try to follow God. I don't care what they think. I finally got to the place, praise God, I want to follow the Holy Ghost. Amen. It don't matter if Dr. Bottle Stopper said it or not. I ain't in for doctors and praise God. He said, I ain't no rabbi. He said, don't call me in that. He was the rabbi. He is the master. If you won't call him a doctor, he sure was that because he healed a lot of people inwardly and outwardly. But I'm going to tell you this, brother. Amen. Ain't no man. Listen, if I call a doctor, praise God, I'm calling for somebody to heal. Thank God to give me some medication.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what we've done. You know why the narrow way has been broadened? Because men have broadened it. And it's like gold if it come out another. I tell you this morning, you might not agree with it. It wouldn't matter one ounce. I ain't preaching for you to believe what I believe. I'm preaching that the Holy Ghost might show you what to believe. And if you in tune with him, thank God, you'll hit up with it. Amen. That's right. If it's the truth, brother, listen. If it's the truth, brother Justin, it'll hit up. Amen. There's a freedom in truth, brother Joe. There's liberty in truth, thank God. Amen. I couldn't go in anywhere and preach like this. Amen. We went to a little old meeting last night, and there was a two truckloads of liberty. Amen. Thank God I could have preached a higher. Amen. Listen. Thank God. Why? Because of the Holy Ghost. It's a narrow way. Jesus is the only way. He said, many go the broad way. It's the religious way. Listen, I know drunkards and all them go that way. But brother, that's a religious way. Amen. The tares are religious people. That's the way they're going. It's the broad way that leads to destruction.
That's right.
He said, few there be that find it. I want to ask you a question. Are you the one of the few? I wonder what that word find there. It says few there be that find. Seek and you'll find. How'd you find it, Height? He showed it to me.
Amen.
That's how you got it. He showed it to you. My wife wasn't saved after I got saved. I said she's before, say again, she's a better person than me, far as a person. She didn't have all this foolishness in her like I did, and sinfulness and all corruption. Even though she did have corruption, it don't take but one sin to make you corrupt. She wasn't saved. You said, how'd she see it? He had to show it to her like he showed it to me. Everybody gets saved, he'll have to show it to you. And it's revealed by the Spirit and brings you to the Son. The Son's revealed. He that seeth the Son. He that seeth him. The woman at the well said, the Messiah coming, he'll tell us all things. He said, I that speak unto them, he. Take a look. I'm him. He didn't say go back in the city. She threw her water pot down. That's that tradition. That's what she carried. She carried her traditional pot down in the, thank God, got a little water. Hey, she threw that away. She said, I got the well now. Thank God she went and said, come see a man told me all things. Ever I did is not this to Christ. That's the narrow way. A few there be that fight it. Jesus walked in the pool of Bethesda one day and there was a lot of people there. Multitudes, impotent. And Jesus just walked up to a man that had been in that case for 38 years and said, Wilt thou be made whole?
Yeah.
That's why he said, I have no man to put me in. For when they stir the water in the season, the angel comes down, stirs the water. And he said, every time somebody beats me in, it's the first man that got in was made whole, Brother Todd. And Jesus said, wilt thou be made whole? He said, I have no man. You study the Bible, listen to this. The book of John says no man a lot. No man can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him. I have no man. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. It's all through there. I have no man. I have the new man. I have the man.
Yeah.
It's the man. It ain't a man. It's the man Christ.
Yeah.
Amen, buddy. It's the man. He's the narrow way. Thank God, brother. Listen. Thank God. I tell you what, brother. Listen. Thank God. If you got it, you got it. It's because the man give it to you. Listen. Salvation's a gift. It's not a choice. Salvation's a gift. I give unto them eternal life. It ain't that you earned it. He give it to you. That's the pride of man. Don't want it. You see, I don't want something that's given to me. I want to work for it. I don't feel like I ought to take something that I don't work for. Well, you'll go to hell working. Salvation is by faith. That's God's faith. That gives you faith. Because you don't have none.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a gift. The gift of God. Amen. Yeah, you came. And you bowed and prayed. And grace was upon you. And God said, I'm going to give him faith to believe. God did give man a measure of faith. But brother, listen, it was God that gave him that. Everything points back to God. Amen. That's a narrow way. It's all him. I was thinking about that few. I looked up that little thing. I was curious about that. The Marines said the few, the proud, the Marines. I wondered when that come out. They said 1977 they come up with that. I thought about a little slogan myself. The few, the chosen, the saved. Because he did choose to save me. And he did save me.
Amen.
God bless him. Amen. Boy, if I could run, I'd take a lap. I can run. I'm just tired after I do it. Think about this. I'm through. We was all sinful and wicked and corrupt. Everything about your life, God set it up. That's what the word ordained does mean that too. It means that he set your steps up. He set it up for you. That meant he let you be born in the Burton family. He let your mom and daddy bring you to hear preach the word of God. He set that up. If you get a hold of that and think about that, praise God, it'll cause you to rejoice. He let you come in last Sunday morning. He said, you go down there, Mother's Day. Hear that, preacher. Everything's like that. God put me on a job where a Baptist preacher was next to me. And he took the word of God and preached to me. And the Holy Spirit convicted me. It's all God. He brings you to that place. But where I was outside the fold. I was lost. The word lost means I was outside the fold. I was perishing. That's really what it means. I was perishing. You know, it's amazing to me, the word lost. The word lost is one of the most miserable terms that a man can have is lost. And I'm talking about, you know you are. And there ain't a thing you can do to find yourself. You'll try to repent. You'll try to quit sinning. You'll try to find fig leaves. You'll try everything you can. And God just keeps letting you be lost. And when you come to the end of that yourself,
yes, sir,
and this cry out, Lord, I'm lost.
Yeah.
That's when you found. That's right. That's when you found. That's when you found. That's immediate when you found. It's not, he ain't giving you a map to find yourself. He's the finder of souls. He found the lost sheep, praise God. And listen, it's the narrow way. That's the few that find it. It's not nothing else but that. Somebody said, do I have to come that way? He'll have to bring you that way.
That's right.
He'll have to bring you that way. Here's the problem. Not in this church. We ain't trying to force anybody to make a decision or come up here and pray a prayer and put a Bible in front of their face and say, read this. It ain't that. I wasn't read in. I wasn't repeated a prayer in. I wasn't talked in. I was drawn in.
That's right. Amen.
That's right. I was drawn in. Don't you ever put your hands on anybody that God's dealing with. Let God bring them in. He ever brings them in just like that, brother. Nobody wasn't beside you but him. I thought Justin and you both been saved over the last couple months. And not a one of you had nobody beside you trying to coax you or pray a prayer. Thank God it gets you to repeat something. That's where salvation is. Salvation is of the Lord. Work of God. No matter how you got in the same way. I'm talking about circumstances. You might have come down and prayed. You might have been in your truck. But I'm telling you what, Brother Jeff, listen. Everybody gets in the same way.
Amen.
That's through Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
God bless it. It's a narrow way. Let's stand this morning.
Amen.
Brother Shook.